You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ang Australia at Indonesia sa isang makasaysayang kasunduan ng malayang kalakalan na tinuring bilang nagpaabot ng napapanahon na babala sa mundo hinggil sa kahalagahan ng malayang kalakalan. Ang mga ministro ng kalakalan ng Indonesia at Australia ang lumagda sa kasunduan sa Jakarta na kailangan munang pagtibay ng parlamento bago ito umiral. Narito ang ulat nila Peggy Giacomelos at Pablo Vinales na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Inayos at naging bahagi ang 50 ministro na namuno sa negosasyon. Subalit si Ministro ng Kalakalan Simon Birmingham ang nagsara ng kasunduan sa kanyang katuwang na Indonesian sa Jakarta. Bubuksan ang kasunduan ng mga bagong oportunidad sa agrikultura at edukasyon na namamagitan sa dalawang bansa. Sinabi ni Senador Birmingham, ang kasunduan ay makapagbibigay benepisyo sa dalawang bansa.
It will help many of our farmers, our grains and beef sector, as well as our education industry, finance industry and otherwise. But it also will be a great lift for Indonesia in terms of investment in Indonesia, their tourism sector, and what they can secure in terms of health and education services. It really is a win-win outcome. It will help many of our farmers, our grains and beef sector, as well as education industry, finance industry, and otherwise. It's a great lift for Indonesia in terms of investment in Indonesia, their tourism sector, and what they can secure in terms of health and education services. It really is a win-win outcome.
Ang kalakalang kasunduan ay nakatakdang lagdaan noong Agosto ng nakaraang taon pagkatapos ng pag-uusap sa kalakalan ng dalawang bansa. Iyon ay
Our government has been expanding the borders of our trade, and what that means is local jobs at the end of the day. Whether it's what we've done through the China Free Trade Agreement, Japan, Korea, Indonesia, the TPP-11, all of these have been leadership initiatives from our government to ensure that small and medium and family-sized business can get access to markets that they never would have got before. It's been great for all of those businesses, and this agreement will be great for them too.
Tala ng Indonesia pagkatapos ipahayag ni punong ministro Scott Morrison na pinag-aaralan ng pamahalaan ang paglipat ng EMTALA sa paglagda ng kasunduan. Tiwala si Scott Morrison sa mga benepisyo na ipaabot ng malayang kasunduan.
Our government has been expanding the borders of our trade, and what that means is local jobs at the end of the day. Whether it's what we've done through the China Free Trade Agreement, Japan, Korea, Indonesia, the TPP-11, all of these have been leadership initiatives from our government to ensure that small and medium and family-sized business can get access to markets that they never would have got before. It's been great for all of that.
Pahihintulutan ng malayang kalakalan ang 69% ng mga produktong Australiano na walang buwis o sa ilalim nito ay mas mapapaboran kaysa ibang produkto mula ibang bansa. Karne, citrus at halamang produkto at ang mga rolled steel, copper at plastic exports ay inaasahan ding
Indonesia, Australia, SEPA, probably the toughest one. So after 9 years of negotiations, we finally reached this moment. Congratulations to all of us. The signing letter today is a landmark agreement, which I hope will bring the two countries grow together.
Katanggap ng benepisyo at ang mga pamantasan ng Australia ay maaaring makapag-operate sa Indonesia. Ang Indonesia naman ay makikinabang sa pag-alis ng Australia ng lahat ng taripa sa mga produktong Indonesia na ipapasok sa bansa. At ang bilang ng Australian Work and Holiday Visa na ibinibigay sa mga Indonesian ay dadagdagan mula ito gawing 5,000 sa susunod na 6 na taon. Sinabi ng Ministro ng Kalakalan ng Indonesia, Enggartias Tulokita, ang kasunduan ay magpapa-
In years of negotiations, we finally reached this moment. Congratulations.
Binansagan ng Australian Council of Trade Unions o ACTU ang kasunduan bilang di tapat na papabor sa mga may hawak ng temporary visa holder at
It was Labor who got the Indonesian Free Trade Agreement negotiation started. It's a Labor project. So I feel very positive about it from what we've seen. We'll have to study the detail as you always do. We want to make sure that Australian jobs are prioritised, but we're very positive from what we've seen so far.
Ng Australian Manufacturing Workers Union, walang tunay na ebidensya na ito ay makapagbibigay benepisyo sa mga Australianong manggagawa. Sinabi ng leader ng opposition.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.